Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Saturday. He's armed with a week's worth of talking points and got up early for your listening pleasure. So kick back and enjoy all the immensity, the potency, and the intensity that is the Robin Lundberg Show. Here's the man so charismatic, we named the show after him, Robin Lundberg.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process for the loan that fits your life, Rocket can. And, you know, hopefully we'll get back to a sense of normalcy very soon. But in a normal year, one of my favorite times of the year is NBA All-Star Weekend. You know, last year, I was at the All-Star Game. It's wild, right? Because, I say that like everybody just gets to go to the All-Star Game, so I apologize. I have to recognize I live a good existence at times. But I was at the All-Star Game for work last year. And why I'm bringing that up is because it was just a year ago. But it feels like, I don't know, some other lifetime. It feels like eons ago. Because it was a, you know, crowded event. It was a, you know, I was in the media hotel. All the media members getting together in the lobby, down at the cafe, whatever, just walking around in packed elevators. And then you go to the various events, and on Friday night, I went to, you know, the celebrity game and the Rising Stars Challenge, and I talked to Anthony Davis there, and I talked to Shaquille O'Neal's son there, Sharif. It's actually when he made the announcement of changing schools official to me. It was cool. And then Saturday, you know, it was a dunk contest and the three-point shootout. And I'm down on the floor courtside talking to Common, who was one of the judges in the dunk contest. And then Sunday, you got the All-Star Game itself, and, you know, I'm watching the All-Star Game, the tributes to Kobe, and, you know, seeing all the people in the arena, and then I'm down, and that's not even mentioning, like, the media availability, by the way, which is when they have the whole floor of it cleared out, and all the guys are at various tables, and media members are all huddled around them, and you're, like, shifting your way through, right? And then Sunday, the All-Star Game itself, and I'm down in the bowels of the arena to get interviews afterwards, and people are just fixated on the ending, because last year's All-Star Game ending was great. I love the Elam ending for the All-Star Game. And then I'm, you know, trying to talk to everybody down there, so I'm talking to Charles Barkley and Shaq, and Giannis stopped to talk to me. And it just feels like a whole different world, because, like, haven't been to anything like that since. And it wasn't but a few weeks after that the pandemic hit. And, you know, obviously things changed a little bit. And there have been some questions this year for the NBA about whether there should be an All-Star game in the midst of the pandemic at, you know, in Atlanta because of gatherings that will take place. And Adam Silver has said, you know, it's a TV only event, but if that's not going to stop other people from throwing quote unquote all-star themed parties down in Atlanta. You know, some of the players weren't enamored with the idea at the beginning. LeBron was loud and vocal about that. But I got to tell you, I'm happy they are doing an NBA All-Star game because I love the NBA All-Star game. I love everything about it, you know, the voting. And then everybody gets a chance to vote, and then when they actually announce the team, everyone can argue about who should have made the team, who was snubbed for making the team, and all that. That's one. And then you have what happened the other night, the draft. I mean, how cool was that? LeBron and Kevin Durant picking the All-Stars, which led to an all-time great TV moment for me, which was when Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell of the Utah Jazz were the last two picked, with Donovan Mitchell and then Rudy Gobert. And, you know, they have the best record in the NBA, and Charles Barkley said something like, I'm not standing for this Utah Jazz disrespect. They got the best record in the NBA. They're two guys to go last. And LeBron says, hey, it's not slander. It's not Utah Jazz slander. You just got to understand, you know, even in video games, no one ever wanted to play with the Jazz, even when they had Carmelo and John Stockton. And Kevin Durant starts cracking up. And it's true, too, right? Because I don't know if I've ever played with the Jazz or against the Jazz in a video game. And that's going back to NBA Jam. Anthony, are you old enough to have played NBA Jam?
Used to love NBA Jam. Used to love when that ball went on fire.
Did you ever play as Malone and Stockton?
I think I probably did at some point.
But you're not sure about it,
no,
right?
No, I'm not sure about it.
Like, did you play as Sean Kemp and Gary Payton?
Yes, I did. I did at some point. You know what, too? A lot of times I used to like playing some of the bad teams because my goal was to, like, make them, like, good. I did play as the Seattle Supersonics. I used to like the logo and the jerseys.
Well, that was my point. You can remember for sure that you played as them, but not as Malone and Stockton, right? And then, you know, I don't know if I, in like 2K, if I've ever seen anyone play as the Utah Jazz. And it was funny. It was just a very funny moment. But there's a little seriousness, I guess, that you could take from that, where do the players actually respect Rudy Gobert, right? Like, as a star-level player, if he's the last guy picked in the All-Star game, and LeBron says to himself, you know, I need some size, so I'm going with Sabonis when, you know, Gobert is still on the board. And Donovan Mitchell, very good player, but amongst the guards in the All-Star game, I would put him at the bottom tier. So maybe it revealed that, or revealed that the other guys don't take the Jazz seriously as contenders, despite their best record in the league. And it's not like there isn't a precedent for a team lighting up the regular season and not necessarily being dominant in the postseason. You know, most recently the Milwaukee Bucks, before that the Atlanta Hawks in the Eastern Conference. Nevertheless, it was just it's a fun spirited thing. And then this weekend you've got the All-Star game and weekend, or however they're doing it this year. I mean, it's just one night, Sunday, but it's going to be cool because they'll have all the events that night as well. Just going to be a fun celebration of the league and of a league that is absolutely filled with star power. I mean, just absolutely filled with star power. The guy I always use as an example of that is Dame Lillard, because Dame Lillard is unbelievably good, right? Logo Lillard, what he's able to do out on the court, you know, what he's able to do on a consistent basis out there in clutch time and whatnot is amazing. It's amazing. But at the same time, he's not usually mentioned in, like, MVP conversations or best player in the league conversations. That shows you how good the NBA is, where you have to go, what about Dame Lillard? Or you're forgetting about Dame Lillard, who's just an unbelievably good player. And another example of how loaded the league is with talent right now is the MVP race this year. You know, sometimes I think MVP in the NBA may be talked about a little bit too much just because you want other storylines throughout a season than a constant update and ticker on who the MVP is. But two things. One, the All-Star break is a natural time to talk about who the NBA MVP is, right? It's the midway, or not technically midway, but you know what I mean, that the break point in the season. And this year, there are so many guys who are having MVP caliber seasons. Like, so I just mentioned Dame Lillard. Like, Damian Lillard has not come up in MVP conversations hardly at all. Hardly at all. A little bit here and there, you'll hear somebody go, you know, well, what about Dame? The Blazers are fifth in the West. 7 games over .500. CJ McCollum has been out for a chunk of the year. I mean, why wouldn't Dame have an MVP case? He's averaging 30 points a game efficiently on a team that I would say is doing better than expected. And I mean, you're just talking little guards. What about the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry? I suppose the one thing holding Steph back is their record, that they're currently the ninth seed out West. But Steph Curry also averaging 30 points a game, like Lillard. 5.5 rebounds, 6 assists. So Damian Lillard and Steph Curry are both having spectacular seasons, and they're not even really mentioned in the MVP debate. Then there's the favorite going into this year, Luka Doncic, who, because the Mavericks did not start off well and he did not start off great, isn't really mentioned in the conversation anymore. Do you know what Luka's numbers are? 29 points a game, 8.5 rebounds, 9 assists. Pretty spectacular. And he's not even being mentioned in the conversation right now. So Dame, Steph, barely mentioned. Luka not mentioned, the favorite going in. What about the back-to-back reigning MVP? Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis is having as good a season as he had a year ago or the year before. I mean, his rebounds are down a tick, but 29 points, 12 boards a game, 6 assists. He's starting to, I like what they've done with him lately, where they're playing him more like a big, because I feel like we've miscast Giannis as a wing when he's really a big, and he needs that wing or that creator at the guard spot to play with him, not turn him into that where he's constantly driving into a wall in the playoffs, or we're you know, expecting him to be the guy hitting jump shots when that's just not his game. So, Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, not really mentioned despite spectacular seasons for MVP. Luka Doncic, favorite coming in, not really mentioned despite a spectacular season thus far for MVP. Giannis Antetokounmpo, back-to-back MVP, having another spectacular season, not really mentioned for MVP. I'm trying to think if there's any other honorable mentions before I want to get to the media. Kawhi Leonard is having perhaps his best year as a pro in the regular season. Clippers, very good team. Not mentioned at all for MVP. Chris Paul. Chris Paul has the Phoenix Suns with the second best record in the league. I mean, there's other good players on that team, obviously. Devin Booker especially. But the Suns were on the bubble for the playoffs last year, and now they got the second best record in the league. What was the move they made? They brought in Chris Paul, who has consistently, you know, elevated teams when he's gotten there. Not mentioned at all for MVP. Not at all. How about, and he hasn't played enough games to actually qualify, but let me give a shout out to Jimmy Butler for a second. I mean, talk about actual value to a team. I mean, Jimmy Butler Miami was looking bad early this year. And now all of a sudden they're back to 500, coinciding with Jimmy's return. Jimmy has lifted that team out of the depths. Averaging 21 points, 7.5 rebounds, 8 assists. Not even mentioned for MVP. Not even in the discussion. Now let's get to the guys who are, I think, being consistently mentioned for MVP. And to me right now, it's probably 4 that you separate with Dame knocking on that door. Dame would probably be the 5th guy mentioned at this point. But the 4 that I see and hear talked about the most: Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets, a big man who passes like a point guard, shoots like a shooting guard, and bruises like a center. Just having an incredible season. He's slimmed down a little bit coming into this year, and his scoring prowess has been on display more. His scoring prowess has been on display more. 27 points a game this year to go with 11 rebounds, 9 assists. Shooting the 3 ball at over 40% from the floor. Dominating. 42% from the floor, 3-pointer for Jokic. 57% from the field. And then another big man who may be the favorite right now, Joel Embiid. Philadelphia exceeding expectations, I think, off of a disappointing season last year. And Embiid has been the reason, along with Ben Simmons, obviously. And there's never a sole reason for that. Tobias Harris has had a good year. Ben Simmons has been super defensively. But Embiid clearly having the best year of his career. He's averaging 30 points a game. 12 boards. Sixers right now, number 1 seed in the East. Embiid dominating. I mean, he just feasted on Rudy Gobert the other night. And then there's the Jameses. LeBron James, my default pick for MVP every year. I mean, you tell me if he's out there and available by the end of the year, I'm typically picking him for MVP. There's been a few exceptions. The year he was hurt a couple years ago, he wasn't the MVP. You know, Steph and KD have had special seasons in there. Like, special seasons, I would make the exception. But for the most part, I mean, I think he should have 6 to 8 MVPs already. He's only got 4. I mean, and we've seen his value via what he does to a team when he's there, what happens to a team when he leaves, what happens to the team he goes to. We have, like, the real-time examples of that value. And despite, like, a little bit of a skid for the Lakers as of late, they still are right there, top 5 record in the league. Top 5 record in the league. Anthony Davis has been out. And LeBron, you know, it has been, I think, most impressive for him this year is defensively. LeBron's, like, defensive numbers, stuff like defensive win shares and stuff, he's right at the top of the league, like number 1 in some of those categories. Not to mention his typical production. I could tell you LeBron's averaging 26 points, 8 boards, and 8 assists, and it doesn't sound like anything, right? And then there's James Harden. And James Harden, if I'm voting today, I think he's who I'm choosing. There's the one argument against him is what happened with Houston at the beginning of the year. But I'll say this. Since he got to Brooklyn, James Harden has been the best player in the league over that span. And that's getting to be a long span now. And I don't know if he can stay at that spot for the whole year because Durant's going to come back. Obviously, he'll be playing with Durant. He'll be playing with Kyrie. That might just be too much talent for one guy to win the MVP. But Durant's been out this whole time, and the Nets are like 10-1 in that span. And when I said Philly has the top seed in the East, they're a half game ahead of Brooklyn. And Harden has been absolutely incredible. Leads the league in assists by a good margin. 25 points, 8 boards, 11 assists. Shooting almost 50% from the floor, 40% from three. Controlling games, getting guys easy buckets off the roll, from the three-point line when he's not hitting floaters and step backs himself. So I think this year's NBA MVP race is compelling because there are so many worthy candidates. It shows you just how absurdly stacked the league is. I mean, I just told you, Jimmy Butler, Chris Paul, that's two. Those are the guys at the back end of this. Giannis, Steph, Dame. That's five. Jokic, Embiid, LeBron, Harden. Nine guys who I think are having MVP caliber seasons right now. Or at least you could, you know, give them a passing mention. Doncic, too, to be honest. That's 10. I boil it down right now to that top four of Embiid, Jokic, LeBron, and Harden with Lillard knocking on that door. Did I mention him when I was counting off the guys? I don't even know. I don't even know if I can keep track anymore. Kawhi Leonard, another guy. I mean, we're talking basically double-digit guys who have MVP cases. And like I said, four, I think, who are the favorites, 4 to 5. Who's your pick for NBA MVP right now? Who you got? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Waking up early on Saturday mornings just for you. Here's Robin Lundberg.
Hey, this is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Asking who your NBA MVP is at the moment. You know, you talk about this season in the NBA, and I think the MVP debate has been hotly contested almost on a daily basis, and that's for a few reasons. One, the stars that the NBA has. But two, also, there's so many worthy candidates at this point. And I don't like to do it every single day or anything, but the All-Star break is a good time to do it. And I love the NBA All-Star game, and you get to see all the guys I've been mentioning on the floor at the same time. I think, you know, in the All-Star game, there's also a real recognized real situation where the best of the best show you who they truly respect, who they truly consider the top players in the game. But I just listed off the guys who are, you know, having MVP caliber seasons. Kawhi Leonard having maybe his best year in the regular season. Not even mentioned in the MVP talk. Chris Paul gets to the Suns. They're looking like contenders all of a sudden. Not even mentioned in the MVP talk. Jimmy Butler. He's been out for a bit, but as soon as he gets back, you see his true value to the Miami Heat as they climb back to relevancy. Not even mentioned in the MVP debate. Giannis Antetokounmpo, back-to-back MVP, having just as good a season, essentially. Not even mentioned in the MVP debate. Luka Doncic, the favorite coming into this year, putting up almost 30, 10, and 10, really. Not even really mentioned in the MVP debate anymore. Steph Curry, you know, if he wasn't for Steph Curry, the Warriors would be the worst team in the league. And he's having one of his better seasons. Only like passing mentions, possibly, for MVP. Damian Lillard, Damian Lillard, as the Blazers with McCollum out, positioned well in the West. Clutch shot after clutch shot. Logo Lillard, 30 points a game. Only like passing mentions in the MVP debate. Passing mentions. Speaking of passing, Nikola Jokic, he's one of the contenders right now. Big man out of Denver. You know, Larry Bird on the block. Dude has got those little fadeaways going. He's got the three-point shot working. Incredibly gifted passer. He's dominating. The other big man, Joel Embiid, dominating. Night in, night out. Philadelphia, top seed in the East. It's cool to see in a way, like, I tend not to favor big men in these sort of conversations because I think shot creation is the number one thing you want in the NBA. And, you know, bigs need sort of to be spoon-fed the ball a little bit. They don't sort of shot create on their own. But there's a resurgence from the big men this year because of those guys. And then there are shot creators like LeBron James, who's my default MVP pick on a year-in and year-out basis. I think he's the most valuable player in sports history, really. A one-man dynasty. 9 out of 10 finals for LeBron. He was the favorite up until a couple weeks ago. I think, you know, it's silly, a little Lakers skid, and then everybody's going to be like, oh, yeah, it's not him anymore. By the end of the season, very likely could wind up being my vote again. Been one of the best defensive players in the league this year. And James Harden, who I think has been the best player in the NBA during the span that he's been in Brooklyn, which is now a big chunk. The Nets, I think it's 10-1 in their last 11 games, almost all those without KD. Harden just absolutely dominating at the point guard spot, distributing, getting guys easy buckets, scoring for himself, leading the league in assists, controlling the entire game. So considering it's an all-star weekend, and I think, is everybody I just mentioned going to be on the court on Sunday? I think everybody I just mentioned will be on the court. Oh, Jimmy Butler is the only one who's not. Because, again, he missed too much time. That's really why, you know, I wouldn't put him in the MVP conversation. I'm just giving credit to his actual value. But every guy I just mentioned going to be on the court on Sunday. That's crazy, right? The level of talent that's in the league. The NBA is more talented than it's ever been. Does anybody disagree with that? Do you disagree that the NBA is... Was there ever a time it was more talented than now? I'd say absolutely not. Not even close. 855-212-4227. And who is your NBA MVP at this moment? 855-212-4227. My initial statement there about the talent level not even being close, that's all. I mean, I respect the greats from other eras. I always think greats would adapt to any era. And there certainly were times where I think, you know, you could list off. I mean, just look at the Dream Team photo and you could say, hey, then. But remember, Larry Bird was well past his prime at that point. Magic Johnson, same, wasn't in the peak of his career. Top to bottom, you know, we're talking about bigs, Embiid, Giannis, Jokic, Anthony Davis when he's healthy. When you're talking little guards who can absolutely make you look silly, Damian Lillard, Steph Curry, Kyrie Irving. When you're talking wings who are filthy, Luka Doncic, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James. Kevin Durant's hurt. I didn't even mention Kevin Durant. Never been more top-level talent than there is right now in the NBA.
He's Robin Lundberg, and he's on CBS Sports Radio. Take it away, Robin.
Well, we've been talking professional basketball, but reminder today, with teams on the bubble and tournament seeds still up for grabs, CBS rolls into March with college basketball triple header starting at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, with Georgetown at Connecticut, followed by number 6 Alabama at Georgia, and a Pac-12 matchup between 19th-ranked USC and UCLA. March is here, and the road to the Final Four continues today with a college hoops triple header on CBS. But when it comes to professional basketball, all-star break, which leads to MVP discussions, and I've asked who your MVP is, and if the crowded field and worthy field shows that the NBA is clearly more talented than it's ever been. At 855-212-4227, that's 855-212-4227. You can also get at me on Twitter, at Robin Lundberg. Let's go to Andre in Jackson, Mississippi. Andre, you're up first here on the Robin Lundberg Show. What's up, Andre?
Robin, good morning. How you doing?
Morning, man. What's good?
Hey, I'm looking at this MVP race. To be honest with you, I got to go with James Harden just because of the season he had. He had started the season off telling his team that he don't want to play with them. Choose to go to the restaurant and gain about 30 to 40 pounds and get his number retired by the team. And then come and balls out in the East, average almost a triple-double. So I got to go with James Harden just for losing all that weight and doing whatever he want to do on the court. I mean, nobody can guard this guy. So James Harden is the MVP.
I don't disagree about Harden. I wouldn't give him credit for, like, losing the weight or whatever, you know, playing better than he did in Houston. I think the thing that holds him back is the end of what happened in Houston, and that being a real ugly situation. I think he played 8 games for the Rockets this year, if I'm not mistaken, something like that. But as far as him being the most valuable player in the league at this moment, I've said he's been the best player in the NBA since he got to Brooklyn. Does that make him the best player in the NBA? LeBron doesn't lose that title for me in a couple weeks in the regular season. There's plenty of other guys.
You gotta look at this. I never seen a guy get his number retired in the middle of the season while he's still playing. That's a first for any sport.
So well, he didn't get it. They said they're going to retire his number. It wasn't actually retired yet.
Well, hey, that's my choice. I got them going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I got Philadelphia coming out of there playing the Lakers in the NBA Finals. And when it's all said and done, I think the Lakers are going to three-peat. I think LeBron's not going to be happy until he gets 6 championships. So I got the Lakers winning the championship this year.
Thanks. Well, look, I mean, that was the pick at the beginning of the year. There's nothing wrong with that pick, for sure. Philadelphia's been good. I'm not picking against the Nets in the East. There's a chance the Nets have an unfair team, to be honest about it, by the time this is all said and done. You know, Blake Griffin now apparently wants to wind up in Brooklyn. You know, I don't know what Blake has left in the tank, per se. He's not been good in Detroit. And it's not a glaring need for the Nets, but just from a talent standpoint, you know, a lot of times when guys get to new scenery, their old energy emerges. He'd be another option for them at the 4 and 5 spots. He can really pass the ball. And he hasn't dunked in like 2 years. He'll dunk playing with James Harden. He'll dunk. But, you know, I don't disagree with your pick of Harden as MVP. Again, like I said, he's been the best player in the league since he got to Brooklyn. And he's now been in Brooklyn for a good long time. He's absolutely toying with the opposition, totally controlling and manipulating the floor at the point guard spot. Absolutely controlling things. David in Green Bay. David, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, Robin. Good morning. Thank you for taking the call. Appreciate it. Robin, you are an NBA guy, and I'm sure that you will recognize that as well. A younger man, in music that you refer to on a lot of your stuff. I'm an old dude. I'm an NFL
guy. Who's the younger guy in music that I refer to?
Well, I asked you a question a couple of weeks back when you put it out as a question as who are your top rappers. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know any of them. But you took the question to note, and you took the time on a sports talk radio show to rank your top five rappers of all time. That's not about my call. I don't want to waste my time on your radio show. But I love your content. I love the energy, and you do allow your callers to make a point. First, MVP stuff. Okay. I think if I heard earlier, I'm in a truck. I'm doing my daily morning hustle. MVPs of the past, or who could have been, Oscar Robertson. Oscar Robertson, if you might remember, not me before you, I know it's even before my time, but Kansas City Royals came up to the Milwaukee Bucks in the early days of 71 when they drafted Lou Alcindor out of Memorial High School and UCLA in Milwaukee. And this guy was the first guy, I believe, and you might get your crack staff, Anthony Pierno, best producer in CBS talk radio history, might check this out. I believe Oscar Robertson actually averaged the first triple-double for a year.
Yes, that is true.
Okay, so that would be my answer to that. In regards to this year, MVP, gosh, you're right. There's so many guys out there. You got to love Philadelphia. Embiid is actually having a great, great year. And you know why? Because he has that side man, like you as a starting quarterback, so to speak, or the scorer on your team, has your back man. Anthony Pierno as that guy.
You should be his agent, by the way. I don't know. You should be his agent, Anthony's.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Simmons is actually playing like he's paid, finally. And Embiid is playing like the big man that he is. So Philadelphia, I'm a Bucks fan, not a huge NBA fan, but Giannis, two-time MVP, Middleton's playing real well, you know, and the Bucks, what are they, 8 games over .500. Here's my point. You are the biggest LeBron fan on the radio ever. Granted, not a problem. I used to be the biggest Jordan fan. But isn't it interesting, just as a point of conversation, that now that AD is out, that the Lakers have fallen on some hard times. Not making any statement, just in the fact that they've lost a whole bunch of games since he's been out. LeBron is, in my estimation, the GOAT. He is the GOAT.
Well,
I'm with
you. I mean, the AD thing needs a little context, because when AD and Schroeder were both out, the Lakers definitely lost a lot of games. When Schroeder has been in the lineup, even with AD out, the Lakers are something like 10-2. So they have not just lost without AD out. It was when they had two of their starters out that they were losing a bunch of
games.
Can
I ask you a question? Would you think, though, that LeBron, as the GOAT, like a Brady coming from New England to Tampa, wants to be with the best? And when LeBron went to L.A. and then they got AD in, could actually, and I'm not saying that he's relaxing, but he now has, like, if not the one of the best players in the league as his sidekick, his go-to, his Scottie Pippen to Michael Jordan, and now he's out. It puts more pressure on LeBron, and all I'm suggesting is that maybe at this point with AD, that just shows how much value the acquisition of AD had to the Lakers. LeBron is the guy, but if this happens and it continues, because this happened in AD's past with injuries, does LeBron have to step up to get back into that MVP position? Other than that, Robin, I don't want to take any more of your time. Love your show. Love your writing. I read it all the time. Love you. Take good care. Have a good day. I got to go back to work.
Okay, appreciate it. Look, I think the Lakers' recent skid and LeBron not playing his best stretch of basketball during it has certainly knocked him down a peg in the current MVP race. I still think he's right there at the top, and then we all know what he does on a year-in and year-out basis, and you know, by the end of the season, kind of you look silly sometimes when he's not the MVP after you watch the playoffs, right? LeBron's also 36 years old and in his 18th season. I think you have to, that's important context. But to the Anthony Davis point, of course Anthony Davis is extremely valuable to the Lakers. The Lakers can't win a championship, I do not believe, without Anthony Davis. But the other piece of context I was trying to provide is when the Lakers were really struggling, it was both Davis and Schroeder, the point guard who can score, who were out. And when Schroeder and LeBron have been in the lineup, the Lakers are actually very good even without Anthony Davis. Now, would that hold up in the playoffs? That's a whole different story. But it wasn't simply the absence of Anthony Davis that was so glaring. 855-212-4227. Who's your NBA MVP at the All-Star break? 855-212-4227. And like I state, does the crowded MVP field, like with you just list off the guys who are having ridiculous seasons, James Harden, Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, LeBron James, Damian Lillard, Steph Curry, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Kawhi Leonard, Chris Paul, you know, Luka Doncic. Does that prove that the NBA is more talented right now than it has ever been at any point in the past? 855-212-4227. You know, the All-Star game itself, you've got all the three-point stuff, the skills competition, the game tomorrow. I'm excited for it's one of my favorite things, one of my favorite times of the year, one of my favorite events of the year. And I know it doesn't count, and I know it's all for show. There's just something about seeing all those guys on the court at the same time. And, you know, that was one of the reasons Adam Silver stated for having the All-Star game is like the leading fan engagement event for the league on a year-in and year-out basis. And you sort of saw that, the way that people talked about the snubs, the way that people talked about the draft, all that. Going to get to some NFL quarterback talk as the show rolls on. A couple of college coaches in trouble. And sprinkle in a little celebrity professional wrestling. I'll explain. 855-212-4227 if you want to weigh in on the NBA MVP debate or any of those subjects I just mentioned. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.